Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Ari Goretzky. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me today.
So, you know, as October comes to an end, it's a close of National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, which is the month of October, trying to educate consumers and business and all computer users, for that matter, on cybersecurity. Can you tell us a little bit more about National Cybersecurity Awareness Month?
Certainly. National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, or NCSAM as it's abbreviated, is an effort by the government through the Department of Homeland Security, private organizations like ESET, and public organizations like NCSA and Securing Our eSETI to work together to share information with the public, whether that's individuals, small businesses, large businesses, government agencies, nonprofits, you know, whomever out there uses a computer, on how to better protect themselves against cybercrime.
So I guess, I mean, obviously we've seen cybercrime increase over the years. Is it really at the highest point that it's been, and how important then is user education?
Well, cybercrime has followed society just as we have moved online and do more of our business there, whether it's buying things, paying bills, looking at our bank accounts. Criminals have moved there as well. They can steal more money and be at much lower risk of, for example, being shot by a bank guard than they would if they were to go into a bank and rob it. Is the amount of it increasing? Is the threat higher? Absolutely.
So I guess one of the themes of National Cybersecurity Awareness Month is that cybersecurity is our shared responsibility. I mean, how true is that?
That is very true. I happen to work for a company which makes anti-malware software, but I'm quite cognizant of the fact that anti-malware software alone cannot prevent cybercrime. People have to be better educated about these threats, know what types of scams are out there, be educated about those, and know not to fall for them. On the law enforcement and the policy side, the government needs to come up to speed with how these threats are addressed through criminal law and sentencing.
You know, it seems like the bad guys obviously spend a lot of time working on the next attack. How can the good guys, I guess, work together to stay one step ahead?
Well, the good guys actually do that through information sharing. Anti-malware companies are, of course, competitors, but they realize that there's a difference between the competition and the actual bad guys. And there is a lot of information that is shared behind the scenes and privately about malware, which includes not just copies of malicious software, but information about the activities of the malware authors and the malware authors themselves. That information is shared with law enforcement and intelligence with the ultimate goal of putting those bad guys behind bars.
Well, it's great to hear that, you know, everybody's working together to fight cybercrime. And I guess beyond the security technologies that people can have in place, what are some tips that you would give for people to stay safe online?
Well, I see a lot of people falling victim to phishing attacks and scams. And these are the types of things that if someone came up to you on the street, you would never fall for. You just turn around and walk away. For some reason, people seem to be far more trusting of information when it's displayed in their email or on a web page. And I'd say be a little bit more skeptical. Do you really think that you've won a lottery? Or the IRS, the U.S. Tax Office, is going to give you a refund electronically out of the blue. Those types of activities wouldn't happen in real life. They're certainly not going to happen online. So a little skepticism goes a long way.
Well, Ari, as always, and I think it's good, just like people are vigilant and smart, you know, off the web, we need to take the same precautions that we would and stop before we do something online. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today. If you have any questions for Ari or another member of the ESET research team, feel free to email them at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like the ESET research team on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.